So hey you, and happy new year. Welcome to yet another episode of the What's Up Nairobi podcast. I am your host, Joe Gotho. So hi, and I hope you having yourself an amazing 2026. We last spoke last year, and I hope this new year has been good for you. As I record this, it's just towards the end of January. So I'm recording this on January the 27th. So it's a good time to catch you up right at the end of January as we celebrate January. Of course, January is known for being a tough month, a month where we get to regret our decisions or the decisions we made in December. Or I don't know. I think it's one of those months where we have maybe a bit of time to figure out what it is we intend to do with the year, you know. I don't know, hate ourselves for not setting resolutions or work our way through the resolutions. Some of us maybe set the resolutions towards the end of the year. I know I did, but I really didn't structure them until today. Surprisingly, yeah. So I think we still, if you haven't gotten your, I'm avoiding to use that word, together, I think you still have time. And, we are together in this, and this podcast is back. I am very happy to be back. I'm very happy to be here to speak to you, guys. And I don't know really what, I have in store, I am planning for the podcast. I think today was more of let's just begin and see where that, this goes. I think even in terms of the resolutions and all that I have been preparing or working on, honestly, since last year, that I am or I have started documenting today, much of it has been around personal growth, because I believe it's very hard. The things that I do on this podcast are very much personal and generalized. So if a lot is not going right in my personal life, it's very hard for me to find myself doing this. And this is something that really adds a lot of flavor to my life. So I think a lot of the things that I've been noting down in terms of the things that I want to get right and get back have been really, have really been when it comes to my personal life. But amongst the points that I had, one of the things that I really wanted to do was to get back on this podcast. And I am really, 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 really happy to be here. This podcast, this episode might not really come out maybe until the beginning of February. I'll do my very best to make sure it comes out much, much earlier, because I'm still getting my website back on. It's been off. I had a few technical challenges trying to get it back on, but I got the chance and I was in the right mood today to record this episode. So I thought, let me record this. Even if it becomes an episode in waiting, at least I have something in, as I work on the website, then I have something, maybe to put out as soon as it's ready. So welcome to today's episode. I hope we have ourselves an awesome, awesome, conversation. All right. So, I know for most people, really most, I don't know, for a lot of people, the end of year presents a break, you know, some time for you to take some time off work, then, I don't know, spend time with family, enjoy yourselves, maybe visit some really nice places or go to maybe your parents' place, or just it presents a different kind of feel for most people. But for me, having been in the finance or more of the banking sector, I think that has not really been the case for a very long time. Over the years, most of the time, more so towards the end of the year, and more specifically, on the last day of the year, I do find myself saying Happy New Year while still in the office. And this was the case last year, so I didn't really get time to really rest or have really get into the festive mood. As an accountant, I think also towards the end of the year, there's a lot of things to make sure that you've gotten in order before the calendar turns, so that you don't have issues spilling over into the new year, you know. So I didn't really have the time to really rest or get into the festive mood. So I kind of had this plan to take my leave sometimes in January. And actually, I have been enjoying my leave until this is my second last day of my leave. I taken a little bit over a week. Yeah. And through the days, I think there is something that I've gone through that I would like to say is not the very first time that I'm going through this thing. And I would want to imagine that I am not the only one who experiences this. So I thought this is a good conversation maybe to put out there. I may or may not get feedback on it, so that I have an understanding of whether this is something that I only, I don't know, I battle with myself, or it's something that happens with a lot of people. And this happens to be that feeling of you've taken time off so that you can actually rest, you know, take some time off and, I don't know, watch a movie, go somewhere, relax, do nothing sometimes, because sometimes we all need a little bit of rest. Come on. We all need a little bit of rest, yeah, from time to time. So, and then I'm like, the very main reason why we take time off from work is so that we can rest. But more often than not, we, or I find myself actually feeling guilty for doing nothing, you know, when I have specifically taken this time to actually rest. And most of the time, when I do take time off from work, most of the time, I don't really have something else to do. Like, there are people who take time off from work so that maybe they can do something else, like they have a side hustle that they need to maybe put a little bit more of time to. Yeah, there are times we do that. There are times maybe you have an extra project away from work that you need to maybe spare a little bit of time towards. But most of the time, when this is not the case, when I'm not actually taking time off so that I can focus my time onto something else, when I genuinely need to rest, I end up feeling guilty for that rest. And I want to believe that I'm not the only one. And I think it's something I've battled with for some time, looking at myself over the years. And one thing, for example, this time, I remember this is what I did, I think, on the very first day. I felt like there is a bit that I could do. Maybe, for example, work on my website. Then I think, I don't know, mostly financially. So right now, I think a lot of people have not really enjoyed that financial stability. Most of, when it comes to this month, it's a month that most people talk about having not having enough, or it being tough. So at the back of your mind, you really think about, what can I do to earn that extra buck? You know, what can I do to put an extra coin into my pocket? And that has, or did, cross my mind almost throughout, yeah, because I was constantly thinking, what is that extra thing that I can do with my time to earn an extra buck? But at the same time, I tend to forget that initially when I took that time off, I wasn't really taking it because I wanted to start a side hustle or think of another business idea or something. I just felt like my mind was at a place where I just needed to rest. But at the same time, when I sat down on that couch and tried to watch something, maybe I got through one or two episodes, but after some point I was either a bit too tired and slept, and by the time I was waking up, I was like, I need to do something. I need to come up with groundbreaking idea on how I can make more money. Felt like I was wasting time, when at the very same time, I was aware that this was my time to rest. This was my time to binge watch a series or something, just get my head out of all those normal worries and stresses of life and just relax for a bit. But somehow I was struggling to do that. Somehow I was feeling like, oh, maybe I need to do more, maybe I'm wasting time, and it's not the very first time I'm going through this. So what happened is I found myself taking out my laptop, and most of the days when I woke up, even when I woke up later in the day, I would find that on the very first day, actually, I took out my laptop, placed it on my dining table, and most of the days, the first thing I did when I woke up was press that power button, even when I had no idea what it is that I was going to do for that day, when I had no clue on what needed to be done. I just felt like I needed to do something, you know, that I needed. And most of the time, I would end up taking shifts of being on the couch and being on the dining table, being on the couch and being on the dining table, kind of trying to make myself maybe feel less guilty for maybe spending a lot of time on the couch, which honestly I wasn't. So I found myself in a situation whereby I was taking time off to rest, but I wasn't, and I didn't end up resting because I was torn in between resting and finding something to do, resting and doing something, you know. And I think it's something I think I have battled. I can't say the fact that I'm recording today's episode is because I found a solution to this. Yeah, and maybe this is my cry for help for somebody else, maybe to come out and tell me, hey, I have maybe struggled with this previously, and this is what I did to change that, or I'm currently also going through this. If we could come together and find a solution, that would be amazing, you know. And it's something now. Once I sat down, I think, and thought about it, and I think I was looking at now. I'm left with like a day out of my around 7-6 days of leave, and I'm looking back, and yes, a part of me has rested, but also a part of me has been lingering in there. Like felt like I ought to have done something great with my time. I ought to have come up by the time I'm going to work, I have this groundbreaking idea that I have started. I have, like, there's that expectation that amount of time, which in the first place I took to rest, should have been utilized for something greater. And it's something I think I've struggled with for a very long time, where you find that sometimes when I got back from work, I would come and sit down on my laptop, end up doing a million things, but not completing a single one, you know, just trying to prove to myself, I think, that I am actually doing something better my situation, more so financially, or I'm actively doing something to better my life. And sometimes I end up stepping onto so many individual things, but not really completing one. Keeping myself busy or trying to convince myself that I'm actually doing something, and feeling guilty for doing nothing when sometimes I honestly know that I need that rest. I honestly know that I need to calm down and just relax for a minute, because when I get back to work, it becomes a little bit crazy, and finding that time to rest becomes a bit difficult. But when I actually get the time to rest, I end up not resting at all. And I would like to know if I am the only one who experiences this. And through this problem, yeah, through this challenge and thinking through this, that's when I've come to discover something that I have not really been a fan of for a very long time. It's something that I am starting to embrace, but I'll be honest, I haven't really gotten into execution as yet. You know, it's one of those thoughts or solutions that come back, stick at the back of your mind, that you don't really bring back to the forefront and really give a lot of thought to. And through these challenges, not really challenges, going through this period of analyzing that whole situation, one thing came to mind, and what came to mind is the power of planning. You know, I was feeling like I was wasting time because I didn't really have a plan of what it is that I wanted to do with my time, you know, because even as much as we maybe are supposed to rest, I think it's important, more so for maybe my kind of mind that actively wants to do something, that actively wants to be, look at maybe a day and be like, today I was able to do this and this and this and this. I've not always been that kind of a person. I'm not always the kind of person who meticulously like plans for everything, you know, plans for maybe the day, plans for a week or whatever. I've never really believed in that. And I've honestly never been good at that. But I think as I am growing up, I am actually realizing that I need to incorporate more of planning into my life, because now that gives me a sense of, what do we call it, order, peace in my mind. Because the other day I was actually also analyzing. There was a time and a period in my life where you would call me and tell me, hey, what are you doing? Can we step out and go somewhere? Can we do this and that? And I would be comfortable. I don't want to use the word spontaneous, because I still consider myself to be a big part of me is still spontaneous, yeah? But nowadays, when people reach out to me or talk to me and they are like, hey, I would like us to do this and this, more often than not, the first thought in my mind is, where are we going? What time are we going? What are we going to do there? What time will we be back and all that, you know? I want a clear plan. I want a structure. I want to understand where we are going. What time are we going? What are we going to do there? Do we have a plan? What time are we coming back? And I don't know, maybe most of you will say that is part of growing up or growing old. But I'm realizing a big part of also when you grow up and you have so many things that are in your mind, you want to minimize, I think, as much as possible the things that stress you up, the things that are occupying your mind, the things that you are actively thinking about. And I think planning helps that, you know. So I'm starting to embrace how important it is to plan, you know, how important it is to have a plan in almost every aspect of your life. Very much important, whether you're doing it financially, whether you're planning out your day, whether you're planning out your year. And it's something I can say I have not become a master of. I think the first step of change is self-awareness. And I think I am becoming aware of the need for me to have more planning in my life. And I think more so this period of me being at home and feeling guilty about free time that I put aside so that I can rest. And actually feeling guilty now that I take time to rest, because I think deep down, I didn't really have a plan. But again, there are people who ask, like, well, how do you have a plan for rest? Rest is rest. If you're taking time to rest, just rest. You don't have to have a plan for it. Now you're over-worrying, you're over-planning. But I'm like, I think it's important for that peace of mind so that you don't end up feeling like you're wasting your time. There's always something extra that you can do. And I think in terms of even rest, what I think I have learned, I wouldn't say I've really wasted the days that I had, but going forward, I think I'll make better planning, because I feel like even when you decide to take some time to rest, there are activities that you can incorporate into your rest that feel like you're resting and also adding value to your life, or you're not actually wasting your time. You're using your time for something that is meaningful, yeah? Something that is worthwhile, something that actually adds value to your days, you know? Something that you can point out and say, hey, I took a few days to rest, but within the rest, I was maybe able to learn a new, hobby or something, you know, learn a new skill that maybe did not require you to put a lot of your mind, a lot of your effort into it, you know. Maybe a simple chore as organizing your closet or something, or as simple as maybe, for example, in my case, planning out a list of resolutions that you have, maybe add something onto it, adding depth into whatever plans you may have. Something simple that may not really take a lot of your energy or like mental bandwidth, something like just something that adds flavor, something that makes your day feel meaningful. Because I think I've learned that I won't say the hard way, because yes, this whole time was for me to rest, but again, I felt like I could have planned it out better. I could have maybe been very clear on maybe a few things that I want to achieve at the end of it, because also I think I have realized and most of you will agree with me when I say free time in these times that we are living in, more so if you're a 9-to-5, it's very hard to find that free time, you know, leave alone a few hours, like finding a few days where you're consecutively free is a lot of time. So I think if you plan out, you'll have maybe a better time enjoying that free time than if you just leave out the days free, you know. It's easier if you plan out ahead and say, I know I'm taking some time off to rest, but what spice can I add to these days, you know, what events can I add to it, you know, maybe it's visiting somebody who you've not seen in a long time, add that to your list and make that commitment, maybe spending some time with friends or visiting family, or just maybe sparing a few more time into maybe a hobby that you've not given so much time to, or maybe learn a new skill, maybe it's video editing, maybe it's whatever it is you may have maybe an interest on, maybe spend more time on research on a topic of interest that you've always wanted maybe to understand more about, maybe watching a documentary about something that you wanted to have more knowledge about. I feel, listening to myself now, that feels like if you told me I'd be the kind of person who would speak in such a manner towards free time, I'll tell you that is growth, you know. Even listening to myself speaking about it now, I think it's something I didn't foresee a few years back or even a few months back. But having gone through it and through introspection and asking myself questions and analyzing most of this period that I was free, I think I have seen the importance of planning, even if it's planning free time that you've actually dedicated for rest. It's very important for you to plan. And also financially, which is maybe a discussion for another day, is very important for you to plan yourself. And I think some of these lessons that we learn are much more impactful and make more sense to us if we are going through it by ourselves and learning those lessons by ourselves and stopping for a minute and saying, hey, hold up, I think there's something for me to learn here. There's something for me to learn and change. There's something for me to learn and implement in this particular situation. And I think for me, feeling guilty for the free time that I actually set aside for me to be free, and feeling guilty about that free time because I feel like I should be doing more, that I should be adding something else to that free time, I think for me was a wake-up call so that I can see the importance of planning. So that's it for this particular episode. Thank you so much for joining me for this one. I believe that this being the very first episode of the year, I didn't really want to have a lot to say, you know, just make this what do we call it, an appetizer for the year, something to just open up the door, open up the way for what is to come within the year. And hopefully this becomes a door opener for much, much more amazing episodes in the future, much, much more amazing and candid conversations in the future. And as I say, as much as much of what is happening now is you listening to me and me talking to you, I always say me talking to you or this conversation that I'm having in your presence here, it's intended to become a conversation starter between you and someone else, you know, becomes a conversation starter, maybe even between me and yourself. You can always reach out to me in case maybe you have a point or a comment on this particular episodes. You can leave again your comment on this comment sections depending on the platform that you're listening to this podcast on. So I hope today's conversation and I hope future conversations become conversation starters between you and somebody else, because I feel we live in a world where we do so much of talking through our keyboards that we've not done so much talking one-on-one through conversation. It's something important, that is important aspect of life, because even now as I record this episode, I've realized the fact that I've been indoors for such a long time. I've not interacted with people for so long. I've not recorded an episode for so long that I'm actually struggling to pronounce certain words, to keep the conversation going to a certain direction that I want. But with time, I think we get the hang of it. So please also do not lose the power of conversation yourself. Speak to somebody, start a conversation. Don't rush or run away from, don't run away from conversations. You know, don't be the kind of person who is like, hey, this guy, why is he talking to me? Why? Because I feel there's a lot we learn when we talk to one another. There's a lot we unleash when we talk to one another. There's a lot we unburden from ourselves when we share. And also there's a lot of joy that we give when we share with one another. So always be open for a conversation. Talk to somebody. Get to experience other people's way of thinking, other people's ways of seeing life. There's something amazing that happens whenever we sit down with friends or strangers sometimes, or just people or our fellow human beings, and actually have a conversation. So thank you for joining me for this one. I hope that today's conversation first of all makes you think more about the importance of planning, and also makes you feel less guilty, or learn to feel less guilty about time that you dedicate to yourself for rest. Because I think at the end of the day, the one thing that we should never take for granted is the amount of time we dedicate for rest. Like, our bodies, our minds need to rest from time to time, because this world presents so much trouble, so much things for us to worry about, think about, work and all that. You need from time to time to just step away from all of that and actually take a rest. And I think the important thing is to combine this rest with a bit of planning. Look at what you can add to that time of rest, you know, a little bit of spice, whatever it is you enjoy, a bit of music, a bit of movies, a bit of friends, a bit of, I don't know, hobbies, or whatever it is you can add to spice up your time, you know, your rest. Your rest can be hanging out with friends. Your rest can be locked in your house, maybe enjoying a movie. But I think I have learned that I need to be really clear about what it is I will spend time whenever I'm resting, you know, how much of the time I'm dedicating to actually just sitting and doing nothing, how much of that I'm dedicating maybe to a hobby, to a new skill, to friends and all that. With better planning, I think we will reduce and eventually maybe get comfortable with that guilt of taking time to actually rest and relax and just step away from the troubles and worries of this world. So thank you for joining on this one. I'll see you on the next episode. So until then, do have yourself a lovely, lovely, lovely time.